Coming up on 8:56, 37 degrees outside our WILL studios. Looks like grain's trading higher here in the early going since the 8:30 reopen. Here to tell us all about it is Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. You're right. We are seeing a little bit of an uptick here to start a new week, and really the last full week in February here, so the time continues to march on. March corn at 369, that's up 3.5. May corn at 373, up 3.75. July corn at 374.5, that's also up 3.75. December corn at 390, up 3.5. March soybeans leading the charge here this morning, 885.75, up 7.5. May soybeans at 888, up 7.25. July soybeans at 892.25, up 7 cents. November 16 beans at 894.5, also up 6. Chicago wheat, we have March wheat at 462.5, up 3/4. May wheat at 468.25, up 1.5. July 16 wheat at 475.5, up 1.5. Out in Kansas City, March Kansas City wheat at 494.25, up 2.25. May KC wheat at 469, up 2.75. And July KC wheat at 478.5, up 2 cents. No trade yet in the livestock pit. We did see a cattle on feed report there on Friday. Showed on-feed numbers at 100% of a year ago, placements at 99%, and marketings at 98%, all of those near expectations. Commitment of Traders report also on Friday afternoon did show the funds adding to their net short position on corn and wheat, so that's offering a little support there. We did see some options expiration on the soybeans offering a little support. There is some a big chunk of long soybean puts did not get exercised, so some covering having to go on there. Some of the trade was anticipating that to happen, so we are seeing a little support out of soybeans here this morning based off the options. Outside markets also friendly. Crude oil up a couple bucks here this morning. The Dow opened a little higher. Dow's up nearly 200 points as well, so it's also offering a little support to the grains this morning. As far as fundamental news, export inspections out at 10 o'clock today. Corn inspections need to average just over 40 million bushels a week, beans at just around 13 million bushels, and wheat at 17 million bushels. So we'll see what those numbers say here at 10 o'clock. As the week moves on here, the normal weekly demand reports, ethanol out on Wednesday morning, export sales out on Thursday morning. We'll also see the USDA Ag Outlook. That's all this week, Thursday and Friday. And give us a little preliminary look at the 16-17 ending stocks for corn, soybeans, and wheat. So the trade usually finds something out of that meeting to try to trade off of here as the week moves on. Also, First Notice Day a week from today on the 29th, and that'll have some effect on the March contracts here as we get closer to that. Otherwise, we'll see if we can continue to build on this thing as the week goes on, Brian, as we kind of approach some tough resistance levels once again.
All right, Aaron. Thanks a lot for that report. Have a great Monday.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois on this Monday morning. In weather today, partly sunny skies. They've revised that, calling for mostly cloudy skies a bit earlier. The high 44 degrees, northeast winds about 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 28. Partly sunny again tomorrow, the high 46 degrees. Rain likely tomorrow after 7 p.m., mixing with snow after 4 a.m. Wednesday. Tomorrow night's low 33 degrees. Rain and snow in the forecast for Wednesday, the high 37. We could see about 2 to 4 inches of snow on Wednesday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 37 degrees at 9 o'clock.